Welcome to the Video Gamer's 6-Minute Cooking Show. The one-time show that you may likely never see again, because of course you won't. Today I'd figured I'd share one of the best comfort foods around. Fish and chips. I'm British, and I'd figured this would be the best use of 6 minutes, and I'm in the mood for food, why not? Okay, to start with, the most obvious is the fish. Any fish is acceptable, as long as it's a witte fish. Anything else becomes essentially a different food item. Cod or haddock is the best choices for me, because they're sustainable and easy to work with. Now we need to make the batter. Ideally you want to do this overnight, to let the batter ingredients work their magic, but what we're going to start with is 225 grams of self-raising flour. If that's not possible, you can use plain flour, or all-purpose flour for the Americans. You just need to add around 1 teaspoon of baking soda to the flour. The flour is the glue for what's about to come. Don't add too much salt to the batter, as the fish will be salted as well. Once that's added, open a can of lager and pour into the flour. Mix it with a spoon until it becomes almost a smooth runny paste. Once done, refrigerate. If you are doing this now, proceed to the next step, as refrigerating is optional. Also, you'd ideally refrigerate the fish to keep it cold. This allows the salt to be absorbed into the fish, as well as to avoid too much moisture. Take the fish out, preferably salted, because salting it too late can cause the inside to be dry. Make sure to add pepper as well as the salt before refrigerating. Take the fish by the tail and begin dunking it into the batter. Make sure the fish is properly coating in batter, as nobody likes non-crispy fish and chips. Lift it up and put it back into the batter, just to ensure everything is coated. Lift up the fish still holding it by the tail, and then slowly drape it into some frying oil heating to around 275 degrees Celsius. Draping it prevents oil from going into your hands. Hot oil is not fun. Whilst the fish is in the oil, gently baste it with a spatula to make sure the top is coated in oil and to ensure it's crispy. Flip after 4 minutes, finish in the oil for the remaining 3 minutes. You are looking at around 7 minutes total cook time. Spider out the fish onto a cooling rack and make sure to salt it whilst still warm. You want the salt on the fish, in the fish and on the batter. Now it's time to make the chips, or what you Americans call French fries. My choice of potato for this is Maurice Piper, but russet potatoes can be used as well. Really any potato with a lot of starch is good for fries. Start by peeling all of the potatoes and giving them a thorough washing cold water to get rid of any dirt or excess skin on the top. Ideally the potatoes shouldn't need washing, but there is a chance dirt can still lie on top, especially if they are picked from the ground. Once washed, thoroughly dry the potatoes. Slice the potatoes into thin strips, the size of the ruler. Chips in the UK are thick and wide, in comparison to a McDonald's styled skinny fry. Place on a paper towel to draw out any uniscary water. Begin to blanch them in frying oil. Blanching means you are cooking the potatoes without color. This ensures the fries are crispy and they are not submerged in oil, making them healthier. Set the oil to around 330 degrees C and blanch them for around 2 minutes. Once blanched, take them out the fryer, pat them dry with a paper towel, then refrigerate overnight to firm up. This will yield an extremely crispy set of fries. This is why it's good to prepare the fries before making the dish, in the same way you prepare the batter for the fish. Take them out the fridge and get some oil going up to around 385 degrees Celsius and pop the fries in for around 7 minutes. If it's cooked, it means it's floating on top of the oil. Spider them out onto tray or bowl and immediately hit them with salt. You can add herbs and spices if you want to elevate your chips, otherwise they are done. Place the fish onto the plate, alongside a big mound of chips. Slice a lemon in half, and pop it onto the plate both as a garnish, and because the acidity of the lemon adds something to the dish, something special. Serve the fish and chips alongside a big mound of mushy peas, and a big mound of tartar sauce, which is mayo, mixed with herbs like capers and gherkins among others. In the UK it's also common to have it with curry sauce, which is like a savory gravy-like sauce that's not spicy and is very flavorful. All in all, I hope you give this a try yourself and see how you like them. This has been the Video Gamers 6-Minute Cooking Show. Thanks for watching, see you next time.